www.sa.gov.sa and watch the games live on Supersport and the ABSA Facebook page. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Three suspects arrested in Lusaka abduction case. ZCTU demands decent jobs at the reopened Mlungushi textiles. And in global news, Iran closes Strait of Hormuz again over continued U.S. blockade of its ports. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in Lusaka have apprehended three suspects in connection with an abduction case that occurred yesterday between 10 hours and 15:30 hours in Zalimone West and the Garden House areas. Zambia police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the matter was reported to police by a 24-year-old male resident of Zalimone West, identified as Kaunda, who reported that his 21-year-old wife had been abducted by unknown persons who demanded a ransom for her release. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the victim boarded a taxi in Zamuone West, which had four occupants, including a female passenger heading to the SOS area near Heroes Stadium, who later disembarked, leaving the victim with three male occupants. He explains that the vehicle proceeded along Great North Road towards the Central Business District, but that at Chingwere turnoff, the suspect allegedly overpowered the victim, confiscated her mobile phone and handbag, and forced her to lie face down. Mr. Chilavi says the suspect then moved the victim to various undisclosed locations while demanding a ransom of 10,000 kwacha from her relatives. He says the anti-robbery squad, upon receiving the report, conducted an intelligence-led operation which led to the apprehension of the three suspects around 16 hours in the Garden House area, who were found with the victim and was rescued from a silver Honda Fit. Mr. Chilavi said investigations have further linked the suspects to an earlier abduction on April 13, 2026 in Kabangwe area, Lusaka, involving a 22-year-old female university student, where they demanded and received a 9,000 kwacha ransom through mobile money before releasing and abandoning the victim.
Acting on the report, the anti-robbery squad conducted an intelligence-led operation which led to the apprehension of the three suspects around 16 hours in Garden House area. The suspects were found with the victim, who was rescued from a silver Honda Fit motor vehicle, registration number CAL-4136. The victim was later taken to hospital for medical examination after complaining of general body pains. The suspects have been identified as Simwemba Chiweleni, alias Gerandi Chelo, aged 31, of Makeni, Magwaba, Joseph Luindi, aged 26, of City Shine, and Gift Mulimba, aged 26, of Kanyama, Mbasela.
Opposition Tonse Alliance President Brian Munduwile has promised Zambians that his government, once elected this year, will focus on an economy that reflects citizens' realities and not mere statistics and graphs. Speaking during the launch of the Alliance's manifesto in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Munduwile expressed dissatisfaction that while the economy is perceived to have improved on paper, the majority of citizens continue to face severe economic hardships. He has alleged that the situation has been intensified by a lack of unity, dignity, productivity and the non-inclusion of women and youths, adding that these factors have stalled development.
And under Tonse, we will build an economy that creates jobs, not just statistics and graphs. To the youth of Zambia, you are not the leaders of tomorrow, you are builders of today. This manifesto is your opportunity, your platform, your future emotion. To every Zambian listening today, this is your moment. Not just to hope, but to act. Not just to believe, but to participate. The temple alliance is not just asking for power. We are offering purpose, a united Zambia, an empowered people.
Meanwhile, Tonsil Alliance Research Portfolio Representative Dr. Esther Banda said the Alliance's manifesto will not be inclined to economic numbers but to build trust and economic growth that reflects in citizens' livelihoods. Dr. Banda added that the manifesto is anchored on development being felt before it is spoken, a diversified energy sector, productivity, and establishing five regional development authorities around economic corridors.
If we go to the next chapter in the manifesto, we want to talk about socially balanced development and natural resources. The country is well endowed with various natural resources, and the manifesto is going to address issues around natural resources by creating what we are calling regional development authorities. So we are proposing five regional development authorities that will be fashioned and clustered together and organized around economic corridors rather than administrative boundaries. Agriculture, water, land, forestry, wildlife, and climate resilience are also integrated in a single growth logic that will treat natural resources as a product, not the national capital, while safeguarding sustainability.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, says it expects the over 500 new jobs at the revived Zambia-China Mulungushi Textiles to be quality jobs with fair wages, safe conditions, social protection, and full respect for the right to organize. Commenting on the recent reopening of the plant, ZCTU President Blake Mulala says that the union wants to see workers at the facility quickly organized. Mr. Mulala says ZCTU welcomes government's decisive action to reopen Mulungushi Textiles after nearly 20 years of closure, calling it a landmark victory for workers, farmers, and the country's industrialization agenda. He says the union is further elated that the $140 million rehabilitation, which includes AI-powered machinery, is projected to generate thousands more jobs through indirect employment and cotton outgrower schemes. On sustainability, Mr. Mulala has advised that lessons from the 2007 closure be applied with productivity, accountability, and tripartite dialogue locked in from day one to prevent the factory from becoming a white elephant again. The ZCTU president is further urging workers to work hard, work smart, and defend productivity, adding that better wages and benefits are sustained by profitable, competitive enterprises.
To management at the plant, treat unions as partners in productivity, not adversaries. Where workers have a voice, production increases. Where rights are respected, industrial harmony prevails. The reopening of Mulungushi Textile is a proof that deliberate state interventions, value addition, and respect for labor can reverse deindustrialization. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions stands ready to partner with government, the CMT, management, and workers to ensure that this plant becomes a model of decent work, industrial growth, and becomes our national pride.
Human rights activist Geshom Piri says fast-track courts must be set up to ensure cases are disposed of in a timely manner following the amendment to the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which removes bail for offences such as rape, defilement, and incest. Mr. Piri is also appealing to prosecutors and police to be very careful and conduct thorough investigations before cases proceed to court. He has argued that making sexual offences non-bailable does not address the root causes of the vice and warns that the legal reform, which appears driven by public outrage rather than evidence evidence-based solutions, risks undermining fundamental rights without reducing crime. Mr. Piri notes that while some women